Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile. Some good news to start the NFL No Huddle today, Randy. Tua Tagovailoa cleared for some football activity as draft inches closer. That's the headline on Pro Football Talk today. So, I mean, look. Tua's recovery was always going to be a bit of a long process. His goal was, of course, to prove that he can be as healthy as possible before the draft comes. Still don't know exactly what his plan is as far as like a pro day or anything like that.
Right now, it's scheduled tentatively for April 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying April. I think that's what I heard this morning, that April 9th would probably end up being the pro day for teams.
So if you're the Miami Dolphins, assuming that they're the team that wants him the most.
Right.
What do you need to see from him to feel comfortable either drafting him at 5 or trading up to get him when the draft comes around?
Well, first is medicals. I got to see just make sure the medicals and see if that everything is on the right track as far as his rehab and the healing process of it and but more important, I want to see him move. I mean, I can look at the tape and everything and watch him play in college football and see the dude can play, but he doesn't play college football. You know what I'm saying? After this hip injury, so how does he move as far as when his mechanics and all those things, you don't ever really take a lot of stock in one of those like those quarterback pro days or whatever because it's scripted. You go to your receivers and all that. But I think as far as when you look at what Tua does, you want to see how he's moving. You do. You want to see the velocity when he's stepping into throws and all those things. And definitely, one of the things that people look at him as is that he can move. So how does his movement through the bags and all that stuff? So I would want to see that.
Yeah, I agree. And I hope that he can do it. I mean, he was a fun guy to watch in college. Obviously, you want what's best for him in the NFL. Miami basically wasted 2 seasons to try to get him. So at least get him. You know what I mean? Tank for Tua doesn't work as good if you don't end up with Tua.
I know it doesn't, but they ain't even tank for Tua. They still might be able to get him.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if he does bad in his pro day, maybe you end up getting Tua later on than you planned.
He ain't going to do bad.
No, he'll be fine. They're going to put him in a situation so he looks good. Yes, the other thing is, even if he's not 100% healthy on April 9th, isn't it still possible that Tua Tagovailoa could get healthy enough, I don't know, in the next 6 months to where in the next 15 years he can be a productive NFL quarterback?
Yeah.
Like, if it's not by April 9th, that's not ideal for him, but that's okay. Like, just because he doesn't get healthy as fast as he hoped on this NFL draft timeline, it doesn't mean that Tua's career is over.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
People are treating it that way as, well, he's got to be healthy by the draft. But what if he's not?
What if he's not? Exactly.
If he's healthy by next year, he's still a good quarterback.
If he's not healthy, do you draft him?
Right. That's the thing.
I mean, that's the ultimate thing because that's the one position in the one spot of the draft that can set you back even more.
Yeah, if you take a quarterback in the top 5 and it doesn't work out,
that could set you back even more.
I mean, just look at teams that happens to. I mean, you're in
be right back picking
perpetual. Yeah. Exactly. You're looking for a quarterback every single year. The franchise tag deadline is moving back. It was supposed to be on Thursday. Because of CBA negotiations, they've moved it back until Monday. You think the Falcons are even considering franchising anyone?
No.
I don't think at this point.
No.
Now with Austin Hooper being granted, you know, go out and test the market free agency,
yeah.
I don't even think there's anybody in this situation right now that you would consider franchising.
No, there isn't. And that, I mean, this is, you know, this CBA thing is getting a little bit more, you know, as far as combative, because you got the one thing that you know that's going to happen with the NFL labor agreement. There's so many guys, and there's over almost 2,000 guys that you know, which is the biggest of all the four top leagues, because not everybody thinks the same. Not everybody wants the same thing. I mean, yeah, this deal benefits. It seems like it benefits the lower tier of the NFL when you talk as far as getting this money up front. But when you look at it and break everything down, it doesn't benefit everybody. And that's what I'm thinking about. It's not going to benefit everybody, but you would like to have a little bit more comfort if you're one of those guys like a Russell Wilson. But you're obviously not when you look at so much more into it. And mm-hmm. That's the thing about it. That's why I learned this when I got into the business. Why in the hell does everybody have the billion-dollar owner side?
I don't know.
That amazes me that everybody gets – like the whole Dak Prescott thing. You know who leaked that stuff?
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones told
Cowboys.
Told Arch that stuff. You think Todd France going to sit up there and tell what Dak wants? No. That's them trying to turn it on Dak and be like, oh, he's so great. Look, we're offering him $33 million.
I think the reason is because people don't think about it like that. Like, I don't think – when we're talking about player negotiation and we're talking about contracts and stuff like that, I don't think there's a lot of Cowboys fans sitting there saying, you know, Dak should take a lesser deal so Jerry Jones can make more money. I think they're saying, I want what's best for the Cowboys because I'm a Cowboys fan.
I get it.
And what would be best for the Cowboys is for Dak to be honest about who he is in the NFL and not demand the highest possible price.
I completely disagree with that.
No,
what do you mean?
I disagree with that, too.
Oh, okay.
Like, Dak should ask for
all
the money.
Ain't you?
No. I think Dak should ask. But that's what people are saying. They're not advocating for Jerry Jones to save money or make money. Like, I think sometimes we conflate, like, wanting what's best for the team and wanting what's best for the billionaire, because they are the same thing.
Right.
But that's not what people are thinking of. People don't, at least I don't think, when you're thinking about your favorite team, care that much about what happens with the owner. Like, yeah, okay, you like your owner, you don't like your owner, whatever. You just want your team to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be easiest for your team to win if your quarterback doesn't take up $40 million of the salary cap, especially if you don't think your quarterback is a franchise-level quarterback.
But he is.
You think he's pretty good, but not great. I'm with you. If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm asking for all of it, and I'm not stopping until I get all of it.
Yeah.
You going to franchise me? Okay. Then I get like 30-something guaranteed for 1 year.
Yeah, it's two. One is 27, one is 33.
Oh, yeah, it escalates in the second year. But whatever
it's the non-exclusive and then the exclusive.
And then if they do it again, like with Kirk Cousins, then it goes up a certain percentage.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Like, if that's what you want to do, okay, it's fully guaranteed. If I'm Dak, I'm holding out until I get my money.
And he has the leverage right now because of the fact that you are the starting quarterback and you have a new system that has to be put in.
Yes. I just don't think we say that a lot, and I'm with you. Like, don't root for the bottom line of the billionaire. The billionaire is going to be fine. His pocketbook's not going to hurt. He's an NFL owner. He's going to make, I don't know, $250 million a year just for owning the team, whether they're good or not. But people don't care about that. They just want the team to be good. That's all.
Yep. That's it, man.
And if the team's good, then they're happy. And it's easier for the team to be good. Like, that's what the Cowboys fans should be mad about. They've had Dak Prescott on a discount for the last 4 years. Like, less than $1 million.
Yep.
And they didn't capitalize on it. That's not Dak's fault. That's the general manager's fault. That's Jason Garrett's fault. That's Jerry Jones's fault for not putting the talent around him on defense and on the rest of the offense to win football games. You had a franchise-level quarterback or a quarterback who's close to franchise level for less than $1 million a year? I mean, just look at the history over the last decade or so of teams that win Super Bowls. Like, that's how Pete Carroll and Dan Quinn were able to have that much success in Seattle, because Russell Wilson cost him $1 million.
Yep, and you were able to build that team. And I always say that it ain't the players. It ain't my responsibility or obligation to worry about the cap. It ain't. I'm sorry.
Speaking of the cap, there's a couple different quotes from that Thomas Dimitroff interview that we did last week that have been continued to be run with or ran with or whatever. One of them was about the Chase Young thing, which I think you and I both heard the same way, which was Thomas just kind of answering a question about when you make a move like that, not that he was going to make that move.
Right.
The other one, and I think people just like having fun with Thomas Dimitroff talking about salary cap hell, has been about whether or not the Falcons are in salary cap hell, which Thomas Dimitroff says they're not. And it was partially because of his definition of the word hell. That was kind of a funny moment from the interview. Are the Falcons okay salary cap wise? Because we didn't really react to that from Friday.
I think when you look at hell, it means you ain't got no money. They got a little money.
Money.
I mean, but think
they
about,
signed Steven Means.
But I was, dude, there's a will.
So
there's,
that's there, nice.
There's a will, there's always a way. I always look at it that way when you talk about salary cap. It's been amazing that the last few years, everybody's a capologist now.
It's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? And we don't leave it into the hand of the people that's been doing this damn for years.
It is very fun to like.
It's always funny to me.
I'm somebody like, starts to, like, they Google Spotrac.
Yes.
And you look at it, and yes. Then it's like, oh.
Is that simple?
Falcons got. This, like, all
it's
right.
So simple.
Maybe
if you do this,
slightly
like,
more complicated.
Relax.
Yeah, I don't sit up here and try to pretend like I know exactly all the ins and outs of the salary
cap. Now, can they go
get
top, can they go get a top flight?
They don't
legend?
Have that kind
no,
of
they
money.
Ain't got that kind of cash, but can they get some money to move? Yes, they can.
I think so, too. It's all about the draft as well. And, hey, how about the guys you already paid a whole bunch of money to?
There's a lot of those guys.
Maybe
the
they
team.
Play well.
How about that?
Speaking of playing well, Felix Hernandez pitched good again yesterday.
Yes, he did, Andy.
John Smoltz had high praise for him. Let's hear what Smoltz – it's not me – okay, it's John Smoltz. Let's hear what John, he's a Hall of Famer. Let's hear what John Smoltz had to say about Felix coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Fame.
Wendy kind of gave us a little bit of a sneak preview into what she's going to be talking about in the Wendy Zone.
And it's not The Bachelor.
Not The Bachelor.
Okay.
Although there will be some Bachelor also, maybe.
Oh, will?
Because it was like the first half of the finale last night. I didn't get to watch it because I was at the Hawks game. So hopefully my wife watched it without me. So then we don't have to watch the replay or whatever on DVR. Hopefully
but
that doesn't
two
happen.
Two TVs.
We have like five TVs.
Okay.
But I like being in the same room with her.
I love being in the same room with my wife, too. But, dude, watch. But,
well, I get on the computer usually or the tablet and watch something else.
Because the more and more I look at it, and the more you like watching it with her. I mean, I like my
see, excuse
my,
me?
You like watching The Bachelor with her. Yeah, you do.
Me?
Yeah. So my wife don't watch
it's
stuff
entertaining.
Like that, but she watches like crazy.
I won't lie.
She watches crazy stuff on like Netflix and stuff. And I'm just like, and she likes like what's it the like the England type those type movies where it's thou shalt art them things that be on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Those see it. And so I'll sit there like, thou shalt not art. This
I don't know.
Fifth.
What accent is that?
The old English,
the English
man,
accent.
You know what I'm saying? The post BC era movies and stuff.
Post BC?
Damn it, Andy. You know what I mean,
not,
man.
I really kind of don't. Like, usually I do. Like, are you talking about Downton Abbey or.
Who?
That's a British show?
Yeah, she likes watching those things.
Okay.
Yes.
Or like the British baking shows.
Or Arthur. Yeah.
You're talking about Shakespeare? Like, that's Shakespeare that you're talking about.
You know,
right
they say thou back in the days, my maiden, and, you know, stuff like that. She liked to watch them things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't watch them with her?
No,
okay. It doesn't sound like you do.
No.
Based on the, yeah. Southern accent, awesome. Country accent, awesome. British accent, use some work. That's all right. It's all right. Accents are hard. I can't do them. So we don't have that on our show. That's what Mike Bell does. Mike Bell's the accent guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to the Wendy Zone. One thing she is going to talk about is a gender reveal. Now, Jahi asked me if we're going to have a gender reveal, my wife and I, when we find out the gender of our baby. And the answer to that question is hell no. We may find out the gender of the baby today, though, because we have a doctor's appointment, although it's not scheduled to be one of the, one of those, they let you see what's inside appointments. What's that called?
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Sonogram. Okay.
It's not one of those appointments. The x-ray vision appointments, as I call them. But I'm going to ask the doctor if we can do it anyway.
The creepiest thing about the sonograms now is the one where they put the baby's face up there.
Ooh.
Dude, that just freaks me
out. Oh, it's 3D now? Do they give you glasses? That'd be amazing.
That freaks me out.
Oh, it's a 3D print. Okay. Oh, I don't want that. No.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I do?
No.
Why do I want that? Oh, it's cool. Okay. You just said it was weird. And then, Randy said it was weird. I'm confused. See, people can't even hear you guys. It sounds like I'm arguing with myself probably. Anyway, Wendy, we're working on it. We're going to get those microphones turned on. All right. We've got a big meeting coming up today. Maybe we'll be able to get that taken care of. All right. Let's talk about the Braves. Okay. Felix Hernandez was really good last night. John Smoltz was on MLB Network talking about Felix, but also talking about a topic that he's really big on. Like, John Smoltz loves the veteran pitcher that has savvy and has a little bit more game and a little bit more seasoning. Anytime John Smoltz has ever been on our show, Randy, he's talked about the overblown nature of velocity.
Yes.
And how, okay, it's great. You can throw the ball really hard. What do you do when guys figure it out?
Right.
Here's what he had to say about maybe the advantage of having a guy like Felix in the rotation.
The biggest thing that, you know, in a game that is so driven by miles per hour and spin rate is that those guys are going to be given more chance to succeed after failure than a guy that doesn't have the sexy miles per hour and spin rate. And so it's only going to take a couple bad outings where people go, see,
right.
This guy knows how to pitch. He knows how to adjust. And I always talk about veteran pitchers who once were stud, lockdown, top of the range fastball split combination. They just need to learn their new set of tools, right? And once they do, they know how to pitch. They have an advantage over the younger pitcher that has no idea once he loses his stuff what to do. And I think that's where the value, you're seeing veteran pitchers kind of linger around because they know how to pitch and because they can still miss barrels, but on their bad games it looks worse.
Right.
And I think that's where the lack of patience comes in, and you're like, oh, shoot, you know, he's losing his stuff, and he gave up 7 runs. Well, give him 13, 15, 20 starts, and I would argue that he's going to give you a lot more innings than the raw young player who doesn't know how to pitch yet.
And I'm hopeful that the Braves take John Smoltz's advice there. Whether or not they do, we'll find out. And I guess it would determine or be determined by how bad the bad starts are for Felix.
Yeah.
But it seems like we're going to have those conversations because it seems like Felix Hernandez is going to be in the starting rotation when the season starts because he's made 4 really good starts in spring training. He's looked better than anyone anticipated.
Right.
He's gone deeper into the game each time. And last night he went 5 innings, struck out 6 guys, and gave up 1 run.
Yeah. Like, he's been good.
We didn't expect it, but here we are.
Yeah, and I'm happy that, you know, let me go back to what I was saying earlier about this whole Cole Hamels thing. It was all about taking advantage because, you know, it was somebody. We didn't know how long it was going to be then. And, you know, we find out it's going to be pretty much the whole month. You know, you don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah.
So now you got a guy who you brought in for $1 million is a whole lot of money, but you know what I'm saying?
But not really.
But not really.
Not in baseball.
And then it's not guaranteed. And anything you get from him is a benefit. That's why I said what Alex Anthopoulos likes to do things like this because it makes him look like a genius.
It does. It makes him look really smart.
It makes him look really, really smart.
And that's fine.
And
if
I
want to keep doing stuff like this and looking smart.
As long as it's working, cool. I'm cool with it.
Now, the Cole Hamels thing doesn't look super smart.
Because he hasn't been out there yet.
Right now. And maybe it'll end up looking smart if he gets healthy and he could pitch when at some point in the season. Marcelo Zuna has been awful in spring training. But I don't, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens when the regular season actually starts. If it's still bad, then it's bad. And we'll talk about it at that point. But, you know, I'm not going to overreact to what's happened in spring, although he has looked very bad in spring. There's no question about that.
Hey, but he brought the lime green sleeve.
Yeah, which is always interesting.
Yes.
Like, first of all, that's no one's team colors.
No. Seattle.
So I guess not really. It's teal. Like the Seattle Seahawks have that lime green.
I'm saying Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I think there's an XFL team that maybe has that lime green. But, you know, the Braves don't and the Cardinals don't. But I guess you can just wear it anyway.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to wear a sleeve that's the color of the team at all.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
I guess not.
Because, I mean, didn't he wear it? He wore it in St. Louis.
He wore it in St. Louis. Yeah. Wore it in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's symbolic.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's not. Oh, and the name of the show is called The Crown.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I was like, I couldn't think of it, but
I can't believe that we couldn't discern what you were talking about based on your impression of the show.
The royal family, the outdoor.
What is it? Okay, anyway, we'll get back into that later.
Cheerio.
Hopefully.
Cheerio. Should I say that? Cheerio.
Yeah, that would have helped. That would have helped. Then I would have known.
Here we go.
Oh, The Crown.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say cheerio? Where were we about Felix? He's going to be in the rotation. Now, you're right. The injury to Cole Hamels opened the door for a couple guys to make the rotation that probably wouldn't have been there or not had the opportunity to make it. But here's the other door that's open for Felix Hernandez too now, Randy. With Cole Hamels out for the first month or so of the season, pitch well enough to make it so they can't get rid of you.
Yeah.
I mean, Cole Hamels seemingly, when he gets healthy, is going to replace someone. He's just going to.
Yes.
You don't give someone $18 million.
Yes.
Even if, I don't know, even if Kyle Wright or Sean Newcomb or Felix or whatever, like they're all pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Hamels is going to be in the starting rotation at some point
this
season.
Yes.
I mean, you saw it last year in the playoffs. Mike Soroka should have been the number one starter, but you went out and paid Dallas Keuchel, so you made Dallas Keuchel the starter in game one. That's why they did that.
Yep.
Teams make decisions based on money sometimes. So at some point, Cole Hamels will be in the rotation. Well, Felix just has to keep taking advantage of the opportunity and make it so when that time comes, it's hard to take you out of the rotation. Now, what John Smoltz is talking about, I think it's 100% right. There's going to be starts where whatever little junk, little crafty stuff that Felix has that he's working with now, because he can't blow guys away anymore, they're gonna know it, or it's not going to be as sharp that day.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Braves going to freak out if he has one bad start and move on? Or are they going to give him the opportunity to prove that over a period of time he can be an effective starter in Major League Baseball?
I think you have to give him some time. I mean, because no pitcher's ever pitched perfect. You know, I'm talking about just never had a loss or something like that. All pitchers ever went through struts, I mean, ruts or whatever you want to call it. Now, Felix can't go through a lot of them.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like, a short leash.
Like, he's a short leash guy. I think that's the best way to say it. He's a short leash guy. Like, his leash is shorter than anybody in the lineup right now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I agree with that.
I think, that's what I think, because of the fact is that, where would he be if Cole Hamels was here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's filling the role.
Well, that's an interesting question. Say Cole Hamels is healthy and he's having a fine spring. I mean, he's making the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're all competing for that fifth spot.
Yeah.
Is Felix ahead of Kyle Wright, Sean Newcomb, and all those guys anyway? Like, is he getting that fifth spot even if Cole Hamels is healthy?
I think he is.
I think he is, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, it's hard not to say he would.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Now, would you, as a Brave, and say, for instance, we talk about the tie. Who did the tie go to? I think the tie would probably go to one of your guys.
Yeah, you would have to think. And that's what we went into spring training hoping for. I mean, the best case scenario, trying to just briefly remove my Felix fandom from this conversation, the best case scenario is either Newcomb or Kyle Wright pitches better than him. Like, he pitches well, pushes him, but they pitch better because they're the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not the future of this rotation 5 years from now. Kyle Wright might be, hopefully. If all goes well, Kyle Wright's a Braves pitcher for the next decade.
Yeah.
Mike Soroka, Max Fried, all these guys.
They're going to give them all opportunities to do that. When is the point where you get away from, okay, we got to stick with this guy. Okay, we can't move this guy. Oh, we see potential in this guy. Because I do it all the time, and I'm a victim of it because they're still so damn young.
It's interesting. John Smoltz talked about that on MLB Network as well, about waiting for the young guys.
I mean,
they're in a winning situation. They've won the last two divisions, so the expectation's greater. If they were not in a winning situation, I would say let Kyle Wright just learn. Let these young guys learn. And the problem of in between where you're good enough to win a division and good enough to get to the World Series, you don't want to take that spot and let somebody learn on the job, where we had that luxury when we were terrible to learn on the job. So that's the dilemma that they're in, and they want to be able to fill that gap. Give Wright a little bit more seasoning in AAA, then bring him up when he can showcase his stuff at a more ready spot.
Right, that's a great point by John Smoltz. I mean, this is a World Series expectant roster. That's what you're hoping for from this team. You asked earlier, Randy, I didn't ask you, do you think right now, as we look at it, whether it's Felix and Wright, whatever, whoever the fifth starter is and whoever wins the third base spot, is this a World Series roster?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes.
Certainly contending for it.
I think contending, yeah. But, I mean, it's going to boil down to, because I think the stars will be stars. But it's those unknown parts.
Health.
That's a big part.
If Dansby and Freddie can stay healthy, it seems like a team that can contend with anybody.
Yeah. Hey, V103 Live is back on Saturday, March 28th at State Farm Arena, featuring a huge night of hip-hop stars featuring Lil Baby, Da Baby, Wale, and Morris. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. For more information, go to the events page at 929thegame.com.
Interesting story here from college basketball. The Ivy League has canceled their conference tournament due to coronavirus. So the regular season champion, Yale, going to the NCAA tournament. Don't know if that'll be the first of many or just one conference to do that, but seems like more and more coronavirus news every single day as it relates to sports. The Wendy Zone coming up next.
Hey.
A gender reveal story?
Yeah.
A gender reveal story. And more coming up next with the Wendy Zone right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, getting set for the Wendy Zone. Just 1 second away after we tell you about this. You need to be listening very carefully, because the next time you hear this,
yams on the brain.
You need to be caller number one. Caller number one. The first caller at 404-741-0929. And you're going to win $100 to Fogo de Chão.
Yes, Fogo de Chão. They have their $40 four-course meal, including the dessert. It's So you can take your lady and you still have $20 left over to get y'all something to drink. So yeah. Make sure y'all listen throughout the show and hit listen to the drop.
Be listening carefully.
Yes.
It will happen at some point before 2 o'clock. Oh, one other thing. Taylor on Twitter sent me a video where Marcell Ozuna explains why he wears that neon sleeve.
Okay, it's so great.
It's the best reason ever. It's because he saw Yoenis Cespedes wearing it.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, I'm dark just like Yoenis Cespedes is. It looks really cool next to his skin. I'm going to wear that too. So he thinks it looks cool because he's dark, which is awesome.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's like the best reason to do anything.
Wrong with that.
Cool. Yeah.
I like the fact that he said that the man that said the fans don't like it, his pretty much reaction was, so go kick rocks.
That's basically because, yeah, it was when he was with the Cardinals. Yeah. The interviewer was like, yeah, some Cardinals fans think you should be wearing Cardinal red. And he was like,
oh, come on.
He was like, yeah, you know, sometimes I wear red, but sometimes I wear neon because I think it looks cool.
I like it. I love it.
Why do people care?
He's saying
Cardinals fans, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, are the worst.
They're different.
They're the worst. Absolutely the worst.
They'd be considered one of the worst fan bases.
In my opinion.
If we were ranking fan bases,
yeah.
Where do they rank? Are they at the top?
Whew, they're close. I mean, they're just some of the stuff.
The Cardinal games are fun, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're passionate. They're diehard.
They're fun, but yeah, they're different, darling.
They're different. Yeah. They're very, very
complaining
different.
About an arm
Red Sox card. Fans, Yankees fans, Patriots fans, Celtics fans,
well, when
Bruins
we get into
fans.
List season, we should create a list of worst fan bases.
Ooh, that sounds fun, Randy.
I know Randy would be on board with that.
What do you think?
Cool, Randy's not paying attention. Yeah, he's totally not into
silence.
It.
And I know, silence is, and yeah, he's into it.
I know you're not into having a gender reveal party, but maybe if like you knew like a stud athlete who's really, really good at a sport. Through a gender reveal party with his lady.
This guy.
Well, an Olympic athlete.
Oh.
Usain Bolt, because he has baby Bolt on the way. Him and his girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, Cassie Bennett, threw a gender reveal party in Jamaica, and they had tons of their family and friends, and how they did it is by fireworks. So they had a projector screen, and it had fake fireworks on the TV, and then all of a sudden in the background, real fireworks popped up, and then there was a pink firework that lit up the sky, and it kept lighting up the sky pink, and they are having a baby girl Bolt. And he has a girl dad jacket. After that, everybody at the party got these cute little Usain Bolt, baby Bolt hats that were pink, and they all got shirts at the end, like swag bags.
That's awesome.
And
that's very cool.
And I really want you to throw a gender reveal party because I won't want to make baby bunk hats.
All right, you got to talk to Ashley.
We can have baby bunk hats and baby bunk shirts.
And I think you and Ashley generally are on the same page with a lot of stuff, right?
Yes.
You guys are friends outside
yes.
of the fact that we just work together. Like, you guys are friends. We're all friends. She's more against the gender reveal party than even I am, which is crazy. Like, you,
Maybe it's because she doesn't want to plan it. But what if I plan it?
I just think she thinks they're silly. I think that's, I just,
and why
I don't
can't,
know.
Why can't people accept that? That's why Ashley's my girl. Because I knew...
Well, Randy,
I knew that she wasn't going to go for it. Like, I ain't doing
it's
that.
It's not about the couple. It's about the friends and family. Because we're just looking for a reason to throw another
says,
party.
It's about me. Yeah. Cool, you're having a baby. It's about me.
Because I need to go shopping for the baby.
I need this to have... You can buy the baby clothes.
I understand.
But you can buy the baby whatever you want.
But you don't get to go to, like, very many gender reveal... Or I haven't been to very many.
I went to one. It was the one where Kyle Tate didn't swing and the thing exploded on his foot.
I refused to go to
him. I went to that.
My sister-in-law was like, can y'all fly out to L.A.? I'm like, for what? For the gender reveal. Wash your damn mind. I'm going to spend money to go fly to L.A. to see what, if I'm having a niece or nephew. Wash your damn.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not really like, I don't know. I'm relatively neutral towards them. Like, I don't really care one way or the other. If Ashley wanted to do it, we'd do it. She's not into it. She doesn't like them. So we're not doing it.
There's a time to stand up like a man, Andy.
Well, and I do on stuff that I care about, but I don't. It's not a battle I'm going to like.
How about when you guys
battle?
There is no battle. She doesn't want to do it, so we're good.
Okay. She doesn't want to do it. Can you do it at least for the midday show? If you could just bring me a cake.
Like, okay.
Bring me a cake, and then I'll slice it for myself,
yes.
And I'll be like, this is what the bunks are having.
I will do that, and I will try because here's going to be the hard part.
Okay.
Is depending on when we find out, because
yes.
The doctor's going to tell us, you know,
correct.
When they do the x-ray vision thing.
X-ray
and
vision is amazing.
Then we're going to want to post it on social media, but I'll try to make sure that we don't do that until we tell you.
Okay.
So we'll get a cupcake. I'm just going to get one cupcake.
One cupcake.
Because Randy
perfect.
Doesn't care.
Don't you want a cupcake?
Oh, I just want a healthy baby bunk.
Yeah, I just want a human.
Well, that's it.
Jahi, do you care?
Healthy baby
bunk. Brian Gebhardt cares. I know.
He cares.
He wants a bit gender reveal more than anybody. You talk about somebody who is into gender reveals.
Dude, you gonna stop Brian talking? Gebhardt. You gonna stop putting my boy out there? You know, told everybody. You know, told
rumors about him.
Rumors Brian. About him. They kissing nasty.
Oh,
girls.
Oh yeah, Brian. I got to correct the record.
Yes,
I was wrong. He did. He never had mono.
Thank
sold
you.
Him out.
My bad.
He
I thought
sold
he did.
My guy out.
I just I don't know. Somewhere along the line, I thought that I had heard that Brian had mono. I guess not. My bad, Brian.
Oh boy.
He'll be back on Thursday. Well, hopefully not with mono.
So I know there's trades among NFL teams as far as players go, but did you know there was trades among broadcasters that do games? Have you ever heard of that before? Because ESPN looking to make some changes.
We found that Mike Conti did tell us there was a somebody did it.
Yeah, it has happened a few times.
It has happened before. So Andrew Martian of the New York Post reported last week that ESPN executives have dreams of hiring Al Michaels. They wanted to pair him with Peyton Manning for Monday Night Football. It's just an idea they threw out there. But Michaels still under contract with NBC. So the only way ESPN would be able to hire him is by offering NBC some sort of compensation. So according to the article, NBC is not interested in a trade for its legendary play-by-play man. That's what the article says, a trade for Al Michaels, which sounds ridiculous. So ESPN reportedly then approached NBC with the idea of talking about a trade package for Michaels. And this is what the quote says. We look forward to Al completing his contract and calling Sunday Night Football games on NBC. That's according to NBC. They declined the offer from ESPN for a trade. And this is where it's happened before. Let me go down more into the article.
I've got one example. It was
John Madden one.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I'm sorry. That's a great one. Do you
have
that
one?
Well,
it was when John Madden left ABC's Monday Night Football for NBC in 2006. Michaels informed ABC parent company ESPN he wanted out of his deal. ESPN released Michaels from his contract, but NBC had to send the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit to ESPN as part of the deal.
Yeah.
So Oswald was the precursor to the creation of Mickey Mouse, and the rights of the character were then owned by ABC. So to get Al Michaels, they had to send over the rights to an animated character.
That's amazing.
As a trade deal.
I think somebody tweeted this to us a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this, that the Tigers traded the Atlanta team at the time, Ernie Harwell. They got Ernie Harwell, who went on to be like the Tigers' most legendary baseball play-by-play announcer, which is crazy. Like, again, can you trade in cities? I was actually, for whatever reason, unrelated to this story, reading my contract very thoroughly the other day. Hmm. And Intercom actually has the right to move us between stations. Not between cities. They can't send us to a different city. But if Intercom wanted to take Andy and Randy and put us on V103, they could do that.
We big over on V.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't be a bad move. Yeah, simulcast us on V.
Yeah, we big over
expand the market a little bit.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Tune in tomorrow. Tune in to the morning show each Thursday at 7:40 as John and Hugh interview Coach Lloyd Pearson. And it's brought to you by BMW.
My former co-host in Portland got mono. That did happen. Brenda, who's listening to the show in Portland, the guy who I co-hosted the show with in Portland got mono.
Just calling people out with mono.
Yeah. Taylor Danforth was his name, and he got mononucleosis.
Keep your mouth off nasty women in water fountains.
Don't know how he got it, but
he knows
a
lot of people with mono.
Snitching. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the most important audio in the entire world. Thank you, Wendy. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.